Well, when you think about hot streaks in bass fishing, you think about guys winning two and three events and winning maybe a big check or two. But one of the guys that's been out there that has done this many, many times is David Dudley. And David, I guess first thing is you just finished second at Potomac and another good finish for you.
Yeah, I was excited to finish second, but pretty mad that I didn't win.
Well, talk about it. Did you have the fish on to win? Was it one of those things where you just didn't really get the bites the last day? Tell me about how that went.
Yeah, Chris Baumgartner, he caught him. I mean, that's all there is to it. He caught him. I thought I had I felt pretty confident, probably more confident in any tournament I went in going into the last day, but I didn't get the quality bites I needed. It's pretty evident. Chris got the quality bites, and I ended up first loser.
Well, first loser sometimes isn't that bad in the FLW Trail because you win a pretty good chunk of money, but you're used to that. You've won a lot of money with the FLW Trail. I think the first $1 million winner there, and you look back at it, I mean, Tidal Rivers have been pretty good to you in the past.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I think any time you have current or tidal water or anything that moves, I really enjoy it because it is an art to fish in current and tidal rivers. It's not just go out and cast and wind like you would in the lake. There's a lot more thought that goes into a body of water like that versus a lake.
Well, you made a rabbit spinnerbait pretty popular a few years ago, and did you catch any fish on it at this event?
No, I caught most of them flipping a Zoom brush hog, green pumpkin green, and I caught a few other fish sporadically throughout the tournament on other baits, but the main bait was a baby brush hog made by Zoom.
Well, that baby brush hog has gained some notoriety not only as a great flipping bait, but also as a Carolina rig bait as well.
Carolina rig is a cuss word to me. I don't care too much for it. I think it's just a great all-around bait. It's no matter if it's on a rig or you're flipping it, casting it, shaky heading it, it doesn't matter.
You know, you've aligned yourself very, very well with FLW. You've got great sponsorship there, and I know with Yamaha and Ranger and a lot of the other people you've had for a long time. But that's really got to be part of the business model, don't you think? I mean, when you look at it now, you almost have to be aligned appropriately in the leagues to do well.
Yeah, you have to, I'm fortunate to have some good backing through Ranger, Yamaha, Castrol, Zoom. They've been behind me from the beginning, and I don't see no reason in going anywhere else. They're the best sponsorship, in my opinion, that you can have, and I want to deal with nothing but the best.
Well, David, you know, your dad, of course, was a great fisherman and fished the trails, and you fish them now for quite a while. And you look back and reminisce a little bit. I mean, winning that $500,000 a couple of times and doing what you've done, that's got to be something that you're never going to forget, would you?
No, it will be something that I won't forget. It's a good accomplishment, and a lot of it's due to the fact that we are out here winning the big money, whether it's me or anybody else, that FLW has sure raised the bar. I mean, it's no doubt about it. Any young kid out there who's aspiring to be a bass fisherman needs to join on with FLW Trail because the rate we're going, we are the best and will remain to be the best, and everybody else is second best.
Well, you know, one of the things I think it comes to mind here is I'm hearing that over and over. I talked to Ray Scheid earlier, and he told me the same thing. I mean, you know, you guys feel like a family. You know, you feel very, very comfortable in the fact that the prize money's there. But it's also one of those things where, you know, the competition level is very, very good as well. And with 200 anglers, it makes it tough.
Yeah, it does. You know, I don't want to get in a discussion of Bassmaster versus FLW. There's no doubt, in my opinion, there's no doubt that the FLW Trail has the most talented anglers out there, and I will say that with every ounce of credibility. Now, there's some great fishermen on the Bassmaster, but for the overall field, you know, every young angler who's aspiring to be something comes to FLW. They look at Bassmaster's payout, and, you know, why would they want to go to Bassmaster's when FLW has payouts that far greatly exceed what Bassmaster has? Why? Why would you want to do that? And that's why all the young talent has come over to FLW. And FLW is loaded full of talent. And you look at all these Bassmaster boys making top 10s here, top 10s there. Yeah, let them come over in a 200-boat field and see if they still can remain top 10 here, top 10 there. It's very hard to make a top 10 in a 200-boat field. It's extremely hard, and it's the FLW Trail is loaded full of excellent fishermen. We're faced with every adversity. You know, they Bassmasters go to slaughterhouses, and we go to a lot of tough lakes. And going to tough lakes makes you a tougher fisherman. And through the training that we've had for the last 5 years of going to tough lakes, you know, we as a trail are probably the best out there. And I'd love to see a tournament with us and versus Bassmasters, because I think that we'd blow them away.
Well, I'm glad we didn't go down the path of talking about the two leagues. You and I always do this, you know, whenever we get together. One thing about you I can rest assured is you say how you feel, and I think that's important. I think a lot of people, you know, they may shelter it a little bit and not say the things that they really feel, but never have to worry about that with you, do I?
No, you don't. It's a debate, and it's an ongoing debate, and it's not that I'm saying anything new. And I'm saying anything that anybody else don't say. It's technically this: if you want to be famous, which means having the ESPN coverage that you have, you fish Bassmasters. If you want to make money, you fish FLW. You want to be in a family atmosphere, you fish FLW. You want to be in the worldly atmosphere, you go to Bassmasters. And that's all there is to it. And, you know, I firmly believe in it.
Well, you know, as you look at it, now, what's the future bring for you? I mean, you think about, okay, I've accomplished pretty much all the goals that I wanted to. And, you know, what are some of the things yet you have as goals that you want to continue to reach towards?
I want to win a tour event. I kind of got my grand slam list. I've won a championship. I've won a series. I've won Everstarts. I've won in Bassmaster Invitationals. I've won Bassmaster Opens. I've won about everything that thing. Haven't won is a Bassmasters Classic and a FLW Tour tournament. And, you know, who's to say what I'll do if I ever accomplish both of them goals? I can say honestly that I've accomplished the Grand Slam, because I don't think anybody out there has ever accomplished the Grand Slam. Nobody. And that would be winning every major professional tournament thing that there is. So I have two more things in my mind left to do before I've accomplished the Grand Slam.
Well, winning the FLW Championship this year pays about $1 million, I think, to you, so not a bad payout either.
Not a bad one. It's okay. Compared to Bassmasters, who gets, what, $500,000, and FLW gets $1 million? Yeah, just thought I'd bring that out again to let people know what trail is the dominant trail out there.
Well,
yeah, going to fish Bassmasters while we continue to double what they...
It's absolutely great to hear you have an opinion about it, I'll tell you that. You know, David, you and I have a good friendship and have been around this thing for a long time, and it's kind of neat to see all these things happening in the sport of bass fishing, and I think you got to be pretty happy to be part of it.
Oh, I'm extremely happy. I mean, you know, I think it sounds like I'm sitting here bashing Bassmasters, but, you know, they've been around... If you look at it this way, they've been around for a coon's age, and FLW has been out since, what, 1995, and you would think that Bassmaster would have strived in leaps and bounds in the years that they've been out, and FLW has been out, what, 10 years, and have far surpassed what they've been a part of, and that's why I'm so proud to be in the family of FLW. I enjoy it. I enjoy the atmosphere. I think when you walk to a Bassmaster event, you can cut the knife. When you walk into registration, it's like you can take a knife and cut it through the air. It's like, and I can't stand that. When you go to an FLW event, everybody's laughing, joking, having a great time. It's not, you're not on edge. You can't cut the air with a knife. I'm proud to be part of the FLW family. It's the best that there is.
Well, David, I appreciate you being with us. Congratulations on that second place finish, man. That's the way to do it, and you got a couple more events here coming up, so good luck on those as well.
Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.